That one. Yes. That one behind the glass.
Okay, so...
Míralo.
So...
Míralo.
Míralo.
So Susie wanted to go to a strip club. Susie, why? What made you want to go to a strip club?
I just wanted to experience, you know, see what guys like, you know, like.
And so, have you ever been to a strip club before?
No, it was
first time, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I took him to a good one. I took him to the Playpen out on Santa Fe and 7th. Mm-hmm. Right next in the warehouse district, right next to like a practice spot that a lot of bands use. It's like almost across the street. And the cops were there. We were all drinking beers in the car.
Oh my god! Yeah. Really awesome.
We were all drinking beers on the way over.
We spilled the beer.
I parked on red at first.
Kitty pulls in and she just immediately panics. She's like, what do I do? There's cops here. Oh my god. What do I do?
I didn't sound like that.
You were like, freaking out a little bit. I can see it on your face when you freak out. And I'm just
so
like,
just read into those,
fucking
those
park your thought. Car and let's go into the strip club.
Yeah, he was getting mad, dude. He totally like left us.
He took he off without us.
You
and left us.
All I could see is that second by second, you were making yourself look more guilty and more guilty. You're pulling out. You're trying to park all straight. You end up like parking crooked.
It's so true.
I'm in the red. And these cops are just fucking busy busting some dude. Like, yeah, like they don't give a fuck what's going on over here.
We're already inside getting a lap dance and we're still outside. Hiding our beer.
I get out of the car. I go up to the cop. I'm like, can we walk through? And he's like, yeah, go ahead.
And then you just left.
Yeah.
You didn't even say, like, it's okay,
you didn't
guys.
Even look back. We just totally well, you like, didn't think yes.
I thought you would look at me, you know, like, hey, he's going in, let's just go.
Back.
But
we back walking towards the strip bar. We did look.
You got out of your car, all three of you got out of the car, and you just had this look on your face like, we were doing something bad. We were doing something bad.
Yeah. I was like, excuse me. You had to walk right in the middle of the like crime scene or whatever the fuck that was.
Well, yeah, because if you walk
at all.
First off, I'm white, so
yeah, thank
so
you.
Like they're not gonna do nothing to me anyway.
Save us, took off.
They're not gonna do nothing to me anyway.
He's so right.
Yes.
So, you know, as long as a white guy's leading the way, then you're fine.
You paved the way.
Yeah.
Like a
We're
trail of tears.
Follow the guy that's white.
Follow the trail of dollar bills.
The fucking follow. Get on the Weto train.
The Weto train.
The caboose left.
Dick,
he was like was a mile caboose? Away from us.
Yeah, exactly. He had taken off.
We
like, that was not a train.
We
that
weren't even
like,
off the car yet. By the time he was already inside getting a lap dance. Like, come on.
Yeah, all right, so anyway, we got into the club.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
We got into the
let's
club.
Let's move on, right?
Let's move on.
Suddenly.
We go up, we get some money, we get some bills, we go up, we sit at the pole dancer and start tossing some dollar bills at her. And I told Kitty ahead of time, hey, I want to get a lap dance with you. And then Kitty's friends, Susie and Maribel.
Well, you had said Darlene got a lap dance with you, so then I felt like I had to up my game and
yeah.
get a lap dance with you.
Yeah. So they're going to get their... your friends are going to get their own lap
purely
dance. You and me are going to do a love lap dance. What's that?
Nothing.
Say that again.
I was like, why are you in there?
Because I'm controlling the board, you know? I do technical shit back
I'm
here.
I'm just asking. Cool.
I'm completely isolated from you guys.
Yeah.
No, I hate you guys.
I wish I could just stalk you from right here.
me and Kitty get a lap dance from this really skinny chick that just was
just really skinny.
Just terrible and not into it. And she hates her job, and she doesn't know why she's there. And she lost her iPhone.
Oh my god! There was a crying.
Wait, she fucking stopped us at the door. God. Like
crying
stop.
Stripper just to end up the night.
She's crying. Like,
mascara running down her fucking face. Stops us at the fucking door.
Did you steal my iPhone?
Oh no! Hold on. Before that even happened, Okay, after we had gotten the lap dance from her, which Jeremy said was shitty, I've never gotten one
before.
It
was shitty.
And we'll talk more about, like, the actual experience and my reaction to the stripper.
Really funny.
While she was giving her dance after she had already given us the lap dance, she's talking about losing her iPhone while she's giving the...
Yeah,
dance.
No, the pole dance when she was up on stage. I heard her.
And she's just like, have you guys seen my cell phone? I lost it to each of them. And you're like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah. She's also grinding and fucking pumping and fucking.
But just
whatever
in such
an
unsexy way, man. Like,
yeah.
She's just like, flopping
she's
around.
Like the stereotypical, I don't want to be here.
Flopping her fucking vagina lips in our faces.
Yes, it's pretty gross.
Pretty much.
I'm very unattractive.
In the beginning, that's all she did in front of us.
I'm very turned off.
Right? I like the other girl.
Yes.
The girl that you guys got the lap dance from.
Didn't you get a lap dance from her?
Yes, I got a dance from her, and I came out, and I told you she was pretty good.
Fuck yes, she was.
Yeah.
She was pretty bomb.
But she was the first girl.
She's the one that did the reggaeton.
Yes.
She was the girl.
She was on stage when we walked in. Yeah.
I like that. That was her.
Her butt was like, bam, bam, bam. We're like, is your butt real? She's like, yeah, my butt's real. And I'm like, is your booty? Are your boobies real? She's
like, singing it.
No, they're fake. I got them done a month ago. I'm like, oh my god, my boobs could be like that, but like better.
Well, yeah, I felt those boobs because she put them in my face.
They're pretty.
And then when the other one with the smaller boobs put them in my face, it was like a big difference.
Really?
Like one was hard.
Yeah.
And one was like really soft. I like the soft. I like the natural. I'm a natural boob kind of girl, I guess.
Well, I never felt that, but that girl, she, I don't know.
It kind of felt like, I don't know. You know how like they have like those really soft blankets now? Like that one was like the natural one, and the fucking snuggy.
Yes. See, that's the difference between like cheap fake boobs and really expensive fake boobs. How natural do they feel?
Yeah, and we're all natural here.
I could tell the first one.
I'm glad mine are natural.
But see, as a guy, that doesn't bother me at all. I don't care if they're natural or not, man. Oh. Whatever.
Well, of course,
You're a man.
But no, some dudes are like way against fake tits, and I don't know why.
Well, I like big butts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a butt.
And chichis. Like, I like chichis.
I love men with butts. Like, football players have fucking the most amazing asses ever.
Yeah, they're like...
I just stick my face in them.
So let's go over Kitty's lap dance experience first, because just going in chronological
order.
Okay,
hold on. Okay. You know how he left us in the parking lot or whatever?
Yeah.
So he did that same shit again. When he got the fucking lap dance, he like was taking off and shit.
I'd be pissed.
I took off?
Yes. Were you standing next to me?
Well,
were we walking together?
I was done with
the... standing together or walking together. He's like, get it.
Let's go.
Let's get her done. I'm just like...
I got my lap dance. What else do I need to do?
Dang, not wait for Kitty.
Well, what do you got to do? You should have been right behind me.
I was.
Oh, then what's the problem?
Exactly.
All right, so we're in the booth with... It's me and Kitty and this just bad lap dancer. She looked like she could be hot.
She had this weird outfit, too. I didn't like that.
She looks like she could be really hot, but
she's not.
Just like fucking was so unsexy. It was terrible.
What was her ethnicity?
I don't know.
Like Thailandese?
No, I thought she was Latina.
She kind of looked, Latin.
Really?
She was not.
And that bitch was
right?
Latina.
She's like
she
Thailand. Or Filipino or something.
No, that bitch was Latin.
Yeah,
and she was crying because she's fucking Latin.
She's crying because she's fucking Latin.
I'm Hispanic too, though. But I'm just saying.
So Kitty, when we were in that lap dance, though, you were... She even noticed. She said to you, why are you so stiff?
My hands were so cold. My hands were freezing.
Why are you so stiff, she said, and she told you to loosen up.
I don't know.
Hey, you can't keep secrets on the radio. What's going on?
I farted.
You just farted? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Germs. Put them on blast and shit.
I know.
Oh, is that what you said?
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
One's on no, one's on yes. And then she looks at her. I thought everyone was going to say no.
Real life. This is real life happening.
I'm a oops.
That's great.
So, Kitty, you were super nervous. Why were you nervous? I thought that was something that you'd enjoy. I thought
Don't
you would
nervous.
Get in there. What happened?
I don't know. It was just so up close and personal that I wasn't prepared for that. Like,
see, I would think that if you're really into chicks, that you would have been cool with that and would have had fun.
Really no, wait. You I have a question. Yeah. You didn't even try touching her, like, ass or titties or anything?
I had to force
I touched her titties.
Yeah, because I took your hand and put it on her titties. And she's like, I don't want to touch where I'm not supposed
to. No, hold
to.
On. Wait, first, I thought you couldn't touch them. And then Jeremy was touching on her. And then she's all like, yeah, you just can't touch me down there or whatever. And so, like, I put my hands on the back of her and I just keep them there.
Yeah, you just put her hands on her back. Dude. It was so funny. She kidding? Just laid her hands on her back and just held them there on her back.
Yeah.
And the chick's like, you can touch me in other places. And Kitty yeah. first thought she said, don't touch me there. Right?
Yeah, and I'd like to come
And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. She's like, no, you can touch me in other places. Like, you don't have to just.
She's all, you can move your hands.
Yeah.
And no, my hands were so cold.
Oh, my God.
I felt bad. But Jeremy said that she sucks, so Jeremy was just like, yeah, just go ahead. Because my hands are really cold. He's like, yeah.
Make me feel the pain.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch
it. I don't know.
That's
like,
Susie was saying. Like, she's like, I feel weird. And I'm like, no, just do it. This is our money's worth.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do whatever
exactly.
you can.
You're paying like, her $40 a dance
exactly.
per person. But, so.
Exactly.
She's all natural. I'm like, damn.
Her butt was all natural.
Awesome.
And we're just snapping Amazing. Her fucking thong off. Like,
yeah, like,
wow.
we're like,
wow. Just snapping we're all like, it, you know?
Like, yeah.
And then I was slapping her ass, and I was like, yeah. She just had it in our faces.
And then so she was like, great.
I was telling Kitty when I got my dance from that girl.
This is a different girl that he's referring to.
No, the one that
yeah, the
she,
one that they got was the one that you got.
That's
after.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
not the crappy one. We got.
The girl that your friends here got, I had a lap dance with her, just me and her, and
she was great.
I started to pull her hair a little bit, and she really got into it. Like then she
Whoa.
Started moaning
Wait,
and stuff.
And she's into that.
Like, yeah, I just missing. Grabbed her hair and just pulled a little bit, and she liked that. You know.
You know like, what's funny? Whoa. She would grab her hands and like place them wherever she wanted them.
Yeah.
She's so like, that's how we knew, like, we could fucking knows. Touch her even more.
Yeah, she's
and then
like,
I was slapping her ass.
She actually put my hand, like, on her crotch. I'm like, damn, oh my God, wow. So
yeah.
I know she would, like, go all the way.
Her underwear was off?
No, I told her to leave it on because I just wanted her to be comfortable. Like, whatever.
Yeah, but she would have been down to take it off.
But whatever, I'm
no,
cool.
She.
Like, I know, I saw her titties, I like the titties, so they're pretty.
She's way comfortable with her panties on.
Pretty nice. Oh, you're like, I
well,
witnessed it.
Well, obviously, you would know.
She's no, totally
she
comfortable with that.
I didn't take her panties off.
Yeah. I should have told
that chick was annoying and sucked. Like, that was the worst lap dance ever.
Boo.
And she accused us of
stealing her iPhone.
Because she even said
she
that when she was
She stopped us at the
dancing.
Door crying. Crying stripper to end the night.
Like,
First
if
cop,
we did it.
No.
If she was a good stripper, she could just buy another iPhone.
Right?
Right,
I didn't even
because the girl
wrong.
Before us she probably got like
to.
At least.
But now she's gonna have to do a pay by you go.
Pay by you go.
Yeah,
she's gonna have to buy a prepaid phone at Walmart.
Prepaid phone,
mm-hmm. like regular people.
Now she's into the Metro PCS.
Mr. Metro piece of shit.
All right,
Metro
so,
piece of shit.
So you guys though, is this your first kind of girl on girl experience, or have you done stuff before?
Oh no, honey, I've had
a
history.
Oh okay, I thought this was like your first experience or something.
Mine no.
Oh okay, Suzanne, yours, Susie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're getting paid to do it, so it doesn't really count, you know.
So you're in the back of your mind, you're always like, they're just getting paid, so they're not really into it. Is
yeah,
that-
they're not into that shit. You know?
Yeah.
They're getting the bitches are getting paid. Okay, that's
trust
it.
Me, girl, they are into it.
They are?
I think that's sometimes they do get in. Into it. I mean, they might as well, right?
But like sometimes, not all the time.
Did you think the one you got one from was into it, or she was like faking it for the
money?
Yeah,
it was a good date for her.
She was pretty good into
it. The girl you got was probably like a bad day for her.
Yeah, because she was crying and crap.
And I wonder if she had already lost it when she gave us a lap dance.
She came up to me right after our dance and said, "Did you see an iPhone?" And I'm like, "Nah, I just got mine."
So she barely lost it, or she lost it because of us?
No. She thought that we took her iPhone.
No.
Yeah, she did, because even after when she was dancing, she looked at me and Susie.
I even took my, like, I wanted to take my pockets out. They're all ugly and shit. And I was like, dude, I don't even have anything. Like, I wouldn't take your stupid
Why else would she stop us
me
at the
either.
Door?
I don't even have
Crying.
Fucking pockets.
Yeah. I'm not even
She wouldn't
ghetto.
Stop us at the door like, if she didn't think we had her phone.
Exactly.
No. And didn't she say, "Are you sure?"
Yeah, she thought we were scamming her, which unfortunately, like, she thinks that, but, you know, I'm taking her fucking
No, life. Because when she was giving us the lap dance, she even said, like, "I lost it while I was giving a lap dance." So she told us.
Did you hear that, Germ?
Well, she's wrong.
Dang. And I was like, well, fuck it. Like, I don't know what to tell you because I don't see it around.
Dang. Da-dang.
So what happens from here, Susie? Now that you've kind of opened the door, what are you doing? Are you gonna seek out another girl to be with, or what are you gonna do from here?
Susie,
there's no telling. They just gotta let time.
But now the seed has been planted in your brain, so now you're gonna be thinking about it. You're gonna be like, hey, you know, like maybe I'm really into chicks and. There's nothing wrong with that. That sounds great. Sounds like fun.
He's all fantasizing.
He's all going in his room.
Do you enjoy sex with men? Like, have you
He's
ever?
He's all closing the curtain right now.
Have you ever?
He's all closing the door. Right there. He's like,
have you ever been
having? The room goes dark. He turns off the light.
If you think back on your sexual experiences with men at this point, are you starting to question whether, you know, like you truly enjoyed your time with men and maybe, you know, like you're actually coming out of the closet at this point? Like,
no.
No?
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
I need like more.
Well, action. But not yet. That leaves the possibility.
Action.
Ooh, she's not ready.
But she will be.
Maybe more in the future.
Do you enjoy sex with men? Like, do you have a good time?
Sometimes it depends on the
man. Shit, there was a long pause there, actually. That's interesting. Yeah, I think I did you a favor tonight. I think I, like, open this door for you and you're gonna like embark on this new journey and you're gonna be a happier person.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, maybe I will.
That's good.
Hope so.
That's good.
Yeah, because
I hope so.
Maybe I could find a really good girl.
Exactly.
One day?
Yes.
You're eyeballing me. I'm like, is that a sign, Susie? Is that a sign?
Oh. Let's see. You guys like each other. I just figured that out. I'm really slow. Right. Sorry about
this
that.
This guy.
Yeah, we're in love with each other.
That's
Mr.
crazy.
Mirabal. I love you.
I love you too.
Why don't you guys kiss each other right now for the listeners?
For the listeners?
Are you kidding?
Go ahead.
Yes, Susie Carter. She's like, I don't know how to kiss harder.
See, there's a lot of giggling going on, but I see it as a defense mechanism. You guys are trying to make light of the situation because, you know, you might Dr. be into Jones. Each other. And, you know, I understand.
I am the wind.
We're American. I don't know. We're awful.
That was funny, man.
Dead air. Kitty, what's the next subject you want to talk about? Are we done on the lesbian front, or
lesbians.
Are you sure you guys don't want to?
Actually, you want to know something?
What?
Boobies.
I used to. The good thing is that they don't know my faces because I used to work at a whorehouse.
Oh yeah, which one?
In Utah, I used to live in Utah.
There's some discussion going on here as to what should be revealed.
Yes, exactly.
Or not.
No, yeah, because I mean it's true.
No, you gotta talk about it now. talk.
Don't say the name. No, okay.
That's fine. You don't have to say the name of the place or
no,
anything.
No, of course not.
Yeah, yeah.
And it won't.
Yeah, of course. So talk about your experience there.
It was great.
So you're not born and raised in L.A.?
Of course I am.
Okay.
But
what
left.
Brought you out to Utah?
For business.
Okay.
And after that, I couldn't. And for fashion? What the fuck? Fashion's all around.
Pleasure.
Oh yeah. Fucking pleasure. All the way. Pleasure. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
no.
Touch me.
Independence.
Touch me there.
I was young at the time. I was 19 when I decided to leave California.
Ay, Cali.
Yeah.
How are you?
Ay, Califas. Holy Califas.
And it took me to a whole new world.
Did you have to deal with a lot of Mormons and that kind of stuff?
Yes. Or? I thought differently about Mormons.
They're kind of hot.
Let's talk about that.
No.
Have Mormons come into where you were working?
Yes.
Of course they did, right?
Did they do ask for something?
I had from lawyers to principals to Mormons. Name it, I had them come in.
Yep.
It made me, I literally thought differently about men in every aspect.
So it ruined your image for men? It kind of
did and it kind of didn't.
Okay.
I mean, I understand why they're there. Obviously, not everybody's perfect. But most of them, what made me sad was that maybe like, I want to say 85% of them were married.
Yeah.
Suck.
Dun, dun, dun.
Married men are yeah. good for women who are single.
So, I mean, if I was single with a boyfriend, I would understand if you went somewhere like that. But if I was married to somebody,
it's like, come on,
I
want to
please
line
him
somewhere.
In every fucking aspect, so he would not go there. That's how I started.
How did you find out that these men were married? Would they tell you about their wives and things?
Would they have
that's
the wedding
the thing.
Rings and shit?
I had a different job than anybody else in there. I won't describe it, and I'm not going to say much.
Jizz bopper.
My job was to take care of the girls. Fuck. And so I was allowed to talk to every single guy. And from there, I would have a conversation from there. And I would check out where they were coming from to see what they were doing. Some of them would give me gifts on Valentine's Day instead of the girl.
Wow.
That was that girl. You know? Who you wanted, I would give them.
Oh, okay.
So that's the girl I
so
was.
So they had to take care of you for them to be taken care
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Now, Utah, was this place an illegal establishment? Because they don't have legalized prostitution in Utah, do they?
Oh, now you're asking too many questions.
Oh, damn.
Well, I guess we can make our own assumptions based on the local laws of the state. If you were to say it was Nevada, I wouldn't even ask the question.
Fuck Nevada.
But Utah is a little different, so that's interesting.
So
I heard there's a place in Koreatown that
is
an establishment that.
It doesn't mean it's legal, though. That's
no, it's definitely not legal.
Of course it isn't, but that they do it, most likely.
Yeah.
So. This place, I'll be honest, it was legal, but it wasn't as far as we took it.
Right. So the girls, there would be kind of a front where, yeah, you come here and you get to spend some time with a girl, but then the girl on their own would probably negotiate, you know, with the guy, hey, if you want this, then you're going to have to kick in another whatever. And that's how it would work.
Like the
no.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
But it was a good experience for me, man. I had the best time of my life there. I met the most beautiful women
yeah.
I've met. Most of them have actually told me that they'd rather do what they do now than anything else. Most of them love their job. But did you guys know that, what is that called? When you pay somebody to take Like when you wanna go out with somebody and you pay them.
Escort.
Yes. Escorting. Escorting is legal.
Right.
Yes.
It's legal in Utah.
I thought about doing that, by the way. I don't know, I'm scared.
Most of these girls were escorts.
Right.
But obviously there's always an undercover there.
What? So did they treat the girls nicely at this place? Like, were they well taken care of, or, yeah?
Yes. We took care of them really well.
Okay, that's good.
So,
what do you think it is that brings a woman into that lifestyle? Is it out of desperation, or they just need some money, and they think, oh, maybe I'm going to do it once or twice, and then I'm going to get out of it, but then, you know, it's kind of easy. Not mentally, but physically, you know, like you just gotta fuck a guy and get money, right?
Out of the girls I had, I want to say maybe 60% of them love what they did. They loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it took them to go to California, and then they got paid 10 G's for it for 6 days. And they got all the clothes they wanted, everything they wanted.
So it was
worth it for them. Like, by the time they went home, they would pay their fucking children's fees, you know, they would pay their fucking
whatever
apartment, wherever they stayed at, their house or family, they would pay for it. But they would say they were out in California for a vacation when they were really getting paid for it. So it was really worth it for them.
So financially it's worth it, but have you ever seen a woman just kind of get caught up in it and that maybe she gets a little too greedy? And here's the thing is that...
You know what? The only ones that get greedy that I've experienced were the ones that were like crackheads and shit like that.
Yeah.
No lie, the ones that were into drugs were the only ones that got caught.
Because I imagine like at a certain point, like some of these girls would... There's a certain level. I'm willing to do this, this, and this. And then some guy comes along and says, I'm going to give you so much money, but you got to do this. And then they start to consider it, and they're like, oh, man, I just got to do this, and I could get so much money. I could get my kids new clothes. And,
no, it's because there's a difference. I mean, if you have kids, you're not going to look like a crackhead.
But I'm just saying, do the women eventually start to kind of just... do whatever it takes to get the most amount of money?
I mean, there's some girls that I'm pretty sure they might do. Not that I've experienced it. But most of these girls, since they were escorts, it's sadly to say it, but they were kind of professionals about it.
Yeah?
They knew what they were up to. They knew who was hitting them up. They knew what was going up. So they weren't just going for anybody or just anything. So.
Your friend's trying to signal me somehow. What's up? Yeah, there's more beer in the refrigerator. Go for it.
I love her eyes. She's like,
That's cool. Well, I appreciate you telling me that because to me that's an interesting story. I'm always interested in that lifestyle and how the women deal with
that stuff. I wish I could tell you more, but...
Yeah, no, that's plenty. That's plenty.
It's plenty. Very plenty. And I wish I could work in Vegas. And maybe one day I will. And I will have more stories.
Yeah, so you're interested in getting back into it?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind.
Because the money was that good?
When my aspect of the person I was, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It was so worth it. And
so you were like a madam or... What is that position called? It sounds like what a madam does. Like a madam takes care of the girls. No?
Pretty much. I guess you could say that.
Was the owner...
I was a receptionist.
Oh, that's okay.
That was the title?
That's funny. Yeah.
I was a receptionist.
Okay.
And that's all I was. So there's nothing more to it.
Cool. Well, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah, of course.
So, what time is it?
I don't know.
4:12.
I'm gonna get my water. Make them one.
Know it come. Now you're on the radio by yourself.
So yeah, 412, huh? 412. I can't wait till it's 420.
I didn't bring my pot with me.
Aw, that's so bad.
Shitty weed, don't you have any weed?
Mm-mm. Mm.
Maybe. I'll take the fifth.
I'm sending this tape to the cops immediately.
Oh, hell no. I would be so sad.
Okay.
We'd have to kill germs.
Yes. I would be so mad at you. So mad at you.
I'm not doing that, so you don't have to be mad at me.
Thank you. And I hope no cop is listening to this. No, I didn't say no names, nothing. So.
You didn't incriminate yourself at all. You're just telling a story.
True.
People do that here all the time. That's what it's here for. Right? Kitty, tell us a story.
I don't really have any stories.
Really?
I'm like, now you know I'm a square. A square in disguise.
No, you have to have stories. Dirty stories.
Dirty stories. Oh, like I don't know. I had sex in the Disneyland bathroom. Is that a sexy story? No, huh? That's like a dirty story.
Tell us about how you had sex in the Disney bathroom.
Tell us.
It's the one that's near the entrance. And
yeah.
It was kind of like late at night. And I was like, hey, let's go. And we went. And that was it. We just did it in the stall. A quickie. I've done it. Oh, kind of. I'm going to go to hell. I kind of did it kind of like in a church. Kind of. Like a church museum thing.
Church museum?
Yeah.
Where?
I want to say it was like San Diego or something.
How
I did it in a hospital.
That's exciting.
Yeah?
Yeah, while the guy was inpatient or however you say it.
Yeah?
Like he was hooked up to machines and shit. Huh?
How'd you do it?
Were you guys naughty?
I went on top. Because he was on...
How could you do it on top without anyone coming in and
you rode him?
Because they have those curtains, yeah.
You just pulled a curtin.
Yeah.
And you fucked.
It was a big risk. It was a big risk. Hot. That was the riskiest one.
That's hot. But did anybody know?
No. Another quickie?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's freaking, like, really hot. Cause
I almost did it in the hospital again, but the person that I was with didn't.
Didn't want to?
Didn't want to. Where? I had another chance of hospital sex, but it didn't happen.
It's like a fantasy thing.
Hospital sex.
Let's do it right here while the nurses are watching. Baby, with just close the door really fast. Rub a dead baby. Make a watch.
Did somebody just say dead baby?
No, I said
dead what? Babies. Dead babies.
Nobody said dead baby. Who said dead baby?
You're tripping.
Wow.
I didn't. I couldn't hear you.
Who would say that?
It sounded like dead babies.
That's scary.
I don't know what that says.
Dead babies.
Oh, with hearts.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's still scary, Kitty. What are you doing?
You guys are starting talking about it. I'm going to put it on the wall.
Okay. Let's change the subject. Okay, that's kind of gross. Vomit.
Okay, so yeah. He's freaking out.
Yeah.
I have kids. Leave me alone.
Totally freaking out. And okay. I totally understand why.
I love kids. I love them.
I hate children. Like the adolescent funk. Anyway.
I love them.
So who's in love?
Ooh, who is in
love? Yeah, who is in love?
I know who's in love. Can we talk about it?
Raise your hand.
Where's Jones going?
Is he going?
He totally booked it. He's
going. See, he's just did that like, shit again.
Go check off now.
He's a fucking weirdo. I'm telling you, he's a fucking psycho bitch. And
he's
I
like,
hope he
totally
knows.
Gonna go check off to all the shit we're talking
bet,
about.
I bet. I mean, we just came out of a strip club. He wanted us to talk about it. We have nothing else to say, and now he's going in his room to do what? To
he's
touch
all taking
himself.
A nap and shit.
He's gonna fucking touch himself.
I love
himself.
This girl talk. It's so amazing because it's fucking what we think. What the
it's
fuck?
It's fucking true.
Let the world know what,
what
we
is
think.
He gonna do?
Everybody's like mad at us and shit.
He's probably gonna be like,
cheers, we're up.
I'm pretty sure if he can, he would suck his own dick.
All guys would.
I would.
I know. I hate how they pretend they wouldn't. Like when I ask them.
Please.
And then I'm
like,
what
do they say? No.
Yeah.
They say no.
Most of them say no.
They're so fucking full of shit.
Where I know if it was possible for them to suck their own dick,
I saw that in a porno.
What?
A guy sucking his own dick?
Mm-hmm. It was a gay porno.
Where? I
want to
know.
It was a gay porno theater.
Oh, a theater.
Shut the fuck up.
And he sucked his own dick?
You know what else I saw?
What?
At that porno, gay porno theater? A train, like of seven.
Of seven and sucking
a
dick?
I swear.
That's so boring. I would be like in a girl theater instead of a guy theater.
I don't know if I can go to like a porno theater.
You know what was trippy about it?
What?
There's people that left in the back, like, or like at the back of the screen. I guess people, I don't know this. Like, I went there with my gay friend.
They have sex back there.
They meet each other there. And you're
That's
like, oh, you want to fuck?
Disgusting.
Yeah, like, yeah, let's go fuck. And then they'll go fuck and then they'll come back inside.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's like crazy.
Do they use condoms at least? Like,
I have no idea.
Save sex, everybody.
Condoms should be free.
Because it's disgusting.
Condoms should be free.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
And Plan B should
totally
be free.
I totally agree with that.
Ever.
Plan B should be free.
It is free. So condoms should be free.
No, if you're low income, it's free.
Okay, say you have sex today and you don't have the fucking green card
Make
or whatever
it
the
fake
shit.
Because it's possible. That's it. That's what I do. What the fuck?
Plan B. You just
Plan
go
B
to
should be free.
Plan Parenthood.
It is
dot com. I'm
Make
just kidding.
Free, 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 free. That's it.
Terms is back.
I know how to do it right.
Fuck him. Look at him all being all stupid and
What's
stupid.
Up?
It's half his porn.
Nah,
talk.
We've been talking about how,
what do you
like.
Want to talk about?
Porno, what?
You want to talk about porno?
We already talked about it. You were gone. You abandoned us again.
Do you have any porno stories? I want to hear
you
it.
Just walked out.
Porno
like,
stories. I jerked
go.
Off in a peep show.
Right now, huh? You did, huh?
No, not right now.
Yeah, you did.
In
you
New
did
York
that
City.
For a reason.
Why are you all red?
And that was to fucking make out by
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Sure, it's hot. Why is it hot?
I bet you were touching yourself for a little bit.
For a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
While awesome. You're okay. peeing, I'm pretty sure you touched yourself.
Yep. You got
probably
it.
Probably jerked it like a little couple more times, a little extra.
A little extra.
Yeah, not just to shake off
he's
the excess.
He's gonna donate. He said he's donating, so it's okay. It's okay. I got yeah. your back.
You're donating?
Oh, okay.
Only smart people could donate.
If you ask me.
I researched it.
Yeah?
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Just all fuck.
They have to have degrees and shit.
Degrees and what kind of stuff?
Anything. A degree with anything. Doesn't
really?
Matter what
and then
it
they'll buy my eggs or what?
I don't think you can get a degree in that shit.
You can't get a 4-year degree in cross stitching?
I don't think so. It's like probably like a month. I don't know. What
Come on, Germ.
Come on, man.
I don't
like,
know.
Like probably like nursing.
I have a master's in cross stitching.
No, you have to have something. Like some kind of degree.
Computer science?
I'm in my PhD
anything.
For
Is computer
matter.
Science
You have
good?
To be smart as hell because if not, they won't accept your eggs or your sperm.
Really?
Yeah, really. You gotta.
So you have to take an IQ test?
Yes. And yeah.
Uh-huh. And I got a 138 on an IQ test once. Is that good?
It you depends. Should know you're the
it
one
depends.
With the 138 fucking IQ.
What they want.
What if that's really low?
How high?
Then that means I'm stupid.
Out of 500?
No, I think average is 130.
Yeah.
130 to 150 or something? 120 to 150.
Out of
shit.
What? What is
I'm supposed
it?
To know
137 to 150 is genius level.
And you're
so
what?
You're a genius.
I was a 138.
When oh, so you're a genius?
So you're trying to tell us you're a genius.
When I was nine.
Hey, you're smart as hell. What
Dick out of
IQ
nine.
Now?
I don't believe it. Pussy.
My IQ
pussy.
Has gone down considerably because I started smoking pot.
But that doesn't matter.
Like, Dick. Like,
it doesn't, but it
do
just makes me lazy, so
it
I don't try.
It just makes you relaxed.
That's what it is.
It makes you, yeah, really, really relaxed.
I just get lazy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make you not smart. It just...
So I was at a porno shop on 42nd Street in New York City once a long time ago and went in there and they had those peep show booths where the like curtain goes up and you see a girl.
That's amazing.
And this black chick was in there and she was like fucking herself with a vibrator and stuff.
Wow.
Not cute.
And I never went in there before and she's just like, oh, just blow it on the window.
Blow
and so,
what?
blow wet
she,
in the
she wanted
window.
Me to jerk off and like come on the window.
Oh, to the windows, to the wall.
Yeah, she fucking would ask
did you
to do that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I came all over the window and then...
was she like all excited and shit?
I don't think she gave a fuck at all. Like, she was just doing her thing.
She was fucking nasty, is that what you're saying?
No, she was hot and everything, but she, you know, like, that's all those chicks are so desensitized to that kind of shit that I don't...
She didn't even carry jizz all over
the window. I mean, it's different when you get to touch a girl like we just did at the playpen, but when she's behind a glass window and she just gets to, she has to watch a dude's like just beat off all day, like that's gotta suck.
Yeah, no? I bet it does.
The glass window, I don't think they would give a fuck.
Maybe they want the fucking dick, like come on, come at me, like type of bullshit. Like maybe they
but
want
then
that.
It's all their
no,
fantasy.
No, not through a glass.
Okay, now I know. That's
nobody's doing it.
Maybe they're like fantasizing that they're doing it, and they're like,
probably
you guys
at first.
Together. I don't know.
At first, but after hours of
do that for dog. 5 hours a day, five days a week.
Fuck no, I could have probably only
they change
do
girls,
one.
Though. It's not the same.
But there's multiple booths.
What? There's, oh, booths.
They're okay. Booths.
Did I say boobs? I'm not thinking about
yes,
boobs.
Yes, there's a pair. There are multiple.
Hey, that's exactly what that Fred Willard guy was doing over at the Tiki Porno place there in Hollywood. Oh. Did you guys hear about that? Fred Willard?
That he got in trouble,
caught?
Right?
Yeah. But that's exactly what you're supposed to do at those places, so I don't know why he would get in trouble.
But it's just because they can, I guess.
Because he's a well-known person.
Yeah, that's...
But if I was in there, they would have been like, fucking go ahead and blow it all over the place, man. Who cares?
Blow a load, man.
Tell it like it is. It's funny.
All right, so are you guys getting tired?
No.
No?
It's the fucked up.
All right.
Hi.
What kind of music should I play?
Anything. I love this music.
I like Rock City. Some Rock City.
Especially at this time of day. I'm pretty sure everybody's loving it too. Just smoke a little bowl.
Okay.
It sucks that we don't have a bowl. It's over at my house.
Let's go there then.
Okay, let's go there.
Think it's like two let's doors do down.
I know, what the hell?
And then we can come back and keep talking with these people.
Like are you, why don't you give out the phone number in case anybody's listening? Go ahead. Right there it is. Look. Look, right there look. Above you.
It's 1-800-893-9562.
All right.
Everybody just call up.
Call it. Talk about
show me
shit.
Your titties.
Chichis. We like chichis. It's all cool.
We love chichis.
And nalgas too.
So if you're a girl or a man, just show them to me.
No, really, we want some stuff to talk about, so go ahead and call us, and we'll be here.
Okay? All right, well, we're going to run to my house and smoke a bowl, and then we'll come back.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to find calls, because I really want to have a conversation with them.
It's much more fun. So
hell yeah, it is.
Go ahead and give us a call if anybody's awake.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We bite. Strength soon come, so we sling, we might. It soon come. It soon come. Look out, look out, look out, look out. We feel bad. We look sad. We smoke weed. And if you eye